go. Related to.
Go next. Let's pump one more out.
I don't know. You want to talk about Star Wars?
Yeah, holidays, let's talk about pumping. Yeah. We'll talk about the holidays
just specifically pumping.
Gentlemen, many welcome to Postmodern Cowboys. Pumping. Your weekly, bi-weekly, irregular podcast.
You listen to us when we watch it.
For the irregular people in your life.
Yeah.
Yes.
Your regular podcast of irregular people.
Yes.
On the regular.
Yes.
This week we're going to be talking about pumping.
Pumping?
In all its forms, shapes, and sizes.
Pimping.
Pumping.
People call me a big pump.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna send you guys this, but on Tumblr I found this thing where, do you know Sandra Lee from Semi Homemade?
No.
Come on, you guys are the worst.
I know. It's on the Disney Channel?
No, it's on the Disney Channel. And basically this lady, her concept for her show is that like she does a lot of like homemade food, but like some of the stuff is like already pre-made or whatever. That's her concept.
That's cheating, I think. Culinary world.
Basically,
cheating.
She's so annoying.
It's cheating.
Oh, she is.
She's annoying.
Really? Yeah, she's really.
You know
bad.
About this person?
I've watched the show.
She's the most unrelatable person.
That's like the worst way to describe someone.
Like, the way she talks is ridiculous. And so basically, someone edited her and the key phrases she used. So it's just like 20 minutes of her just saying delicious, 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 yum. Juice. I need to see this. It's 20 minutes of that, and then there's like in the middle, there's a segment of her, and she's like, I'm so used to my mushrooms being pre-cut in the grocery stores, and yesterday I went to the grocery store and they didn't have it, and so I had to wash them, cut them. 10 minutes later, they were ready, and I was like, wow, she is really unrelated.
Don't you hate it when that happens? When the portobellos aren't cut?
Don't you hate it when you pick up your kid from school and they give you an A?
Oh man, I gotta send you that.
What's her name?
Sandra Lee.
Sandra Lee.
Okay. She even looks just trust fund. Unrelatable. Like just blonde with this hair blown out. Like,
but her last name's Lee.
Like her kitchen basically color coordinates with her outfit. So if she's wearing blue, the curtains are blue. The plates are blue.
Her goal is so you can't find her.
Blue. Everything blue.
Wait, doesn't she set a table too? And she does like.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
she
yeah.
does like really just
elaborate,
extravagant,
like,
yeah.
Decorated like three plates on plates on plates, so that she could put that little cookie on top.
Sometimes.
And it's like beautiful setting. Like she talks like that. She's like.
Sometimes our kitchens highlight our biggest insecurities. Shout out to Sandra Lee. Please sponsor us.
Take that soon, La Tabla.
Because we went there.
They're out of Food Network, though.
Did they really? They kept the diabetes lady, the racist diabetes lady, but they picked her up.
Butter can't be racist. People can be racist.
Sandra Lee was like a less popular. Aladdin is iconic, you know?
Right, iconically racist.
Sandra Lee, like, nobody likes her.
If you're going to be racist, you got to make it a brand. Trump.
Trump 2016.
Oh, her aesthetic is racist.
What do you think sells butter?
That's true.
The hatred.
But I do kind of understand her because, like, my grandma is racist, but, like...
No, my parents are, too. My dad and my grandma, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. My grandma is extremely racist.
But for some reason, it just feels better coming from, like, you know, a non-white person. You know what I mean? Racism is the best.
It still hurts my feelings the same.
It hurts my feelings less if it was, you know.
I think I know what you're getting
at.
But
no, I know.
It's just like you
pumping
would think,
racism
like,
out of their mouth.
People who are on TV, they would be different because they
see
so many different types of people all the time in mass. Because like they're on TV, they're working with so many people and like such contemporary thoughts all the time.
When you go,
you would think she would kind of adjust to that, but
you go to buy your cut mushrooms.
So that's why I feel like it's her situation is different, even though she is that old and she is from that culture.
Oh, she's old, Paula Deen. or Sandra Lee, she's old.
No, Paula Deen.
Paula Dean.
But well, don't you just hate
that's
it?
That's not an excuse, though. Being old, that's not an excuse anymore.
Oh, no. It really internet. Isn't. Yeah, yeah. It really isn't.
Don't you just hate it when you go to the... You go to the grocery store and you want to buy your cut mushrooms, but all these fans keep asking for your autograph. Like, Sandra Lee,
please sign my mushroom. Please.
And I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't sign autographs on Thursdays.
I'm serious. That's the stuff she says. She's like, I went to the Bahamas last night. I was playing tennis and it was just so hot. So I created this martini. And I'm like,
oh, that's great. Like, you know, say anything you want about Sandra Lee, but she has segues down. She has segues down.
I asked the hotel, could you please turn down the sun. It's a little too hot here.
Can you open all my doors so the AC can come out to the pool?
Yeah.
I try to do my best at charity by sharing my air conditioning with the locals.
I would like a slight breeze in 3 days.
In my neighborhood.
While we're on the topic of Food Network and Tumblr and pumping,
yeah.
I too tumble. And I found this image called 63 Ways to Say, Man, That's Good.
Because I couldn't think of a 64th way.
Weak! Weak!
Tasty food never leaves Guy Fieri at a loss for words. Mm. And then there's just, maybe we can take turns reading some of these.
Sure.
We're not running out of content, we swear.
Why don't we just read Tumblr to people?
That just Kung Fu'd my palate, dude.
Oh, wow.
I just had a mojo moment.
So this is him saying this is good.
It's got whiz bang wow in there. That's a hot frisbee of fun.
That's a hot frisbee
these
of
are like,
fun.
These are like the pickup lines, the creepy guy at the bar.
I know. Yeah.
Talk.
Yeah.
That's a hot frisbee of fun.
Yeah.
Oh god, that's awful.
What a whistler.
Those are the culinary buoys in the shipyard of Flavortown.
What?
Do you want to take a ride?
Elaborate.
Do you want to take a ride on my culinary buoy to Flavortown?
Dang.
That's a Mac Daddy Patty.
Oh my god.
Mac Daddy Patty.
What it means is that you watched the Mac Daddy Patty episode.
So. That'll make you holla.
Oh,
I'm the Mac Daddy. Would you want some Mac Daddy Patty?
That would be good out of a shoe.
That would be good out of a shoe.
Oh, I get it. It's so good. Mm-hmm.
I think this is my favorite. Call it anything you want. Just don't call me late for it.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, that one is
like, that's just bad.
He wants to be invited to the meal.
Oh.
That's just a cry for help.
Punctuality is
yeah.
If you've
Someone's
ever seen
lovely.
The show.
Poach my stomach, poach my heart.
Oh
poach
my, God.
My eggs, poach
so
my stomach.
Do you remember
that slam-a-jamma
in Alabama? Do you remember when I sent you or I showed you that fake letter from Guy Fieri's kids to Food Network? That's like the Food Network is killing our dad. It's hilarious.
Please let him go.
Yeah. It's like he calls every town Flavor Town. He's like, road trips are so confusing. And then he doesn't say we're good, we're just off the hook. Like, it's so funny. Oh,
no, well, what that means is that like Guy Fieri has created his own like subculture of
he's created his own language.
Yeah, he really has. He really
he's
has.
He's truly just redefining the whole concept of thought.
That's true. Well,
people don't realize it, but he's Shakespeare.
Yeah. Guy Fieri actually has 3 PhDs from Brown. It's actually crazy.
Does he actually?
Yeah, no.
No, what?
But it'd be funny if that came out,
okay,
you know?
Okay, yeah.
That he's actually...
Philosophy.
Philosophy. And linguistics. Yeah.
This is kind of like licking the volcano in Flavortown.
What?
Oh my god.
Where the hell is Flavortown?
I need to go there.
There's a volcano there, apparently.
That puts the Shamalama in Ding Dong.
Shamalama? What? There is no Shamalama in Ding Dong. No.
Shamalama Ding Dong.
You know what would be great?
Oh, really?
You put the hot in my hot dog.
If the Food Network channel on Halloween, they just dressed up as each other.
Oh.
That would be the best.
You know, someone call television because you need to be the idea person there.
Hello, get me television.
Please, get me the chairman of
Hello.
Television.
I want to call the television. I want calling television. Okay, I'll give you 5 minutes. Okay.
I be here.
I be here.
I hear. I still hear. I still finding.
Can I speak to television?
Can I please speak to Mr. Television?
Me and my roommate, we've been doing that because Oh my god, it's terrible. To be proud of. Because we're creative. This is the whole reason why we have stereotypes. Right. We're just like feeding right. into.
No, I know.
Anyway, but oh my gosh, we would.
You know what I was just thinking? I'll tell you later after
we
you
We would order this. Everything. In that accent.
On the phone?
Yeah.
That's great.
I thought you meant in a restaurant.
That okay, great. We want one burger, no onion, no ketchup, no pickle, no bun, no burger, okay? We draw them for like 5 minutes. And they're like, what? Why do you want us? Okay, I want you here. I want you to be my friend.
Ma'am, this is a Domino's. This is a Domino's.
I know.
We don't sell burgers.
Oh my gosh. We would literally do that for like.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, we would do that for a good.
I can't do accents, but if I could, I'd do that. I just thought of when she was doing that, I just thought of the Googla, Googla, Boobla, Boobla. Oh. Yeah, yesterday we heard the most amazing music video.
Is it a music
video? I don't know what it is, but it was great.
It's truly pumping at its finest.
It really is. Yeah. And it taught me a lot about boobalas. Yeah,
it's pumping the culture out of Flavortown. Yeah, is what it's doing.
Wait, I feel like I noticed. What is
okay, yeah, I'll yeah. play the opening
sure.
song.
Sure. Sure. That'd be great. So it's a. I think it's an ad for Google, kind of. Yeah. So here we go.
Whoa, is this copyrighted?
No.
Teddy bear singing.
this is the internet at its finest.
Do you think Nicolas Cage ever has a normal day?
Didn't Nicolas Cage produce that?
My professor did one of the arts for the Google, like.
Oh, the digital?
He made the G?
No, he did the
I designed the G in Google.
Google.
Oh no, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he also did the troll in Harry Potter 1.
Whoa.
What?
No way.
Where he smashes the sinks.
Really?
And Hermione's like, no.
Really? Yeah. I've never seen that, so
that's
I don't
cool.
know what you're talking
about. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, the whole, yeah, Adventism is strong.
Oh, really?
The Adventism is strong with this one, you know? Oh, yeah.
I was a Badventist at the time.
You were a Brad.
Badventist?
Badventist, I was also president of the Harry Potter Club. In you were?
Really?
That was me.
Wow. I think I've talked about this on the podcast, how it was taken away from me at book number 4. Halfway through book number 4.
Yeah,
so I actually don't know how book number 4 ends.
I was co-guild leader of a Harry Potter guild when I was six years old in Neopets.
Wow, you just made Harry Potter nerdier. That's congratulations for that.
Lumos in my heart.
But yeah, shout out to Van Fan. He did the troll.
Nice. Good job.
And he was very proud of it too, because we were like, we checked it out. And he's like, yeah, you saw that, right? It's pretty good, right? He does this weird thing where he smiles only with his mouth. So he's like, it was really good, right? But like really big.
Like he doesn't show the rest of his face.
I don't know. I think he animated the troll by himself. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
With his mouth.
He didn't model or rig it or anything. He just animated, but still, that's pretty impressive.
I need to see that.
But yeah, back in the day, like, you know, the animation world was so small. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and also like with the more older technologies required. Copious amounts of pumping.
Oh my, it's pumptastic, man.
Pumptown.
Yeah.
Pumptown.
Pumptown. It's right next to Flavortown.
It puts the shebang into Pumptown, man.
It's like licking the volcano in Pumptown.
Oh, please. Please, whatever you do not lick the volcano in Pumptown. You do not know what comes
out of that's Flavortown.
That's Flavortown.
I'm pretty sure like the producers are like, can you say something else besides good? And he just gets aggravated.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you.
You don't want good? You don't want tasty?
It's all sarcastic is what it is. It's all sarcastic.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, now give me my paycheck.
You think when he has children, they're born with frosted tips?
I hope so. Because if that's not true, then what is there to live
for?
True.
Like the hair's already there, developed.
Is he married?
I don't know.
He's married to Flavortown.
He's married to
Can you imagine after a long day of Food Network filming, he goes like to his house and he's alone, and like you know he closes the door and he just sighs and it's like, and it's like this is what we do it for, buddy, talking to his dog, and then I know, and he goes and then he just you know eats hot pockets.
Oh, yeah,
because
he's,
you know. Because he...
crying?
Yeah, he starts crying. And then,
his dog licks up his tears.
He has three microwaves just to keep up with his appetite?
Well, he's eating the song called Welcome to Flavortown that he wrote, but he met with the client for the show.
Yes, yes.
No, but he's friends with...
Nicolas Cage, I believe.
No, McConaughey.
Oh, really? Are they friends?
Yeah, he was in an episode, and they were like, yeah, but I remember when last time we were in Vegas, crazy. I was like,
like, just bros.
That's exactly what I know.
Yeah. I know, like, oh, no. Yeah, so that's what I think his life is like, and it's all an act.
I feel like he definitely has an English accent. He retires to his mansion.
That's true.
He plays croquet. That's like, true. Takes off his fat suit.
I know.
He doesn't really know he's being filmed.
It's like Nicholas
he's actually an ancient like Italian count, and he has a fortune.
He's immortal. If you look at the Renaissance, none of the people have frosted tips. You made sure of that.
That's true.
He has that influence. It's a sign of status.
Exactly. He invented Alfredo sauce.
There's a college humor video, I think, and it's titled like Guy Fieri delivers bad news. And it's just like people are asking him like, how's this chili recipe I came up with? They're like, my grandma's chili. They're like, oh, this is fantastic, but bad news, your grandma's actually dead.
That's great.
Like 5 minutes of that. So.
That's great.
I mean, it's different people.
I know.
It's not like the same grandma.
It's the exact same premise for each.
That's all the news he gives. His grandma's dying.
Good news. Your grandma is alive. For now.
But dying of pulmonitis.
Don't get used to it.
Life is fleeting.
Welcome to Flavortown.
Oh my god.
So pumping.
Not gonna spoil it.
Yeah, pumping. Like breast pumping.
Pumping the interest out of Guy Fieri. Yeah.
There's this Korean song that's like super weird, but it's called Jumping.
Does that have dancing in it?
Yeah. Oh, it's only dancing. Of these four girls, and they're wearing like these weird like speed racer outfits with helmets. And then
I have a question about Korean music later.
Jumping. That's how that. Every time I hear pumping, I hear jumping.
I want to brag about that.
Is there a Korean music song called music song? Is there a Korean music song called miniskirts?
I don't know.
Miniskirt? It's just about miniskirts.
I'm not sure.
And it's like six girls in miniskirts and they're like writhing on the
floor. Probably. Korea's a weird country. I believe it.
I've heard that song.
Yeah. so we were coming up with so we went to a Korean restaurant. And you know there's North Korea and there's South Korea, right?
Why would you ask someone that if they knew that?
Wait, because it leads to the next question. Like, there should be like a West Korea or an East Korea.
Oh, yeah.
Life in Korea must be different if you're in this capital city or if you're in the outsides, right?
Yeah,
so,
it's completely different.
Right, so is it like here where there's like red states and blue states?
I see where you're going with this.
Yeah.
It's totally like that.
Yeah.
Okay, Seoul is kind of like the LA.
Mm.
If we're just applying it to California.
Sure.
And then like there's Busan. Busan is like the biggest like seaport for Korea, but like they're kind of like
Long Beach.
No. You know what? I think like
Brooklyn.
How do we do this?
Not Brooklyn.
Yeah, I can't do California because I don't even know what California is.
East Coast.
Okay.
So Seoul
would be like New York City.
New York City.
It would be like Manhattan.
Manhattan.
Right? And then Busan would be like Brooklyn.
Or Staten Island.
But the thing, okay, here's the thing. Okay,
Staten
so
Island?
Seoul is kind of like Beverly Hills-ish, where it's like very rich people, very
is
like
that where the song's
city,
from?
Blah, blah, blah.
Where the song, the horsey song?
Oh yeah, that's a district that's like the richest district in Seoul.
Just the capital.
Which is basically like
District 1.
Within Seoul, there's like these little like boroughs and like each borough has like their like type of personalities.
Sure.
And Gangnam's known for like very like superficial, like Beverly Hill, Gangnam. Like very like if you call someone a Gangnam
style.
Girl or like a Gangnam middle-aged lady, you know exactly what the profile is, which is just plastic surgery, very like rich and like whatever.
Interesting.
Busan is like for young culture. Busan is like ratchet.
Like
it's like ratchet city.
The Bronx.
It's like,
not like the Bronx. Like imagine without the race factor. Rich. Oh, rich ratchet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
And they have like these thick accents, like Busan accents, which are like kind of like the southern accents.
So they're like new money? Is it like new money?
You gotta think of them as Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Yeah, I was gonna say that.
Yeah, they're kind of like that. And then everything around them is just country. Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Is what I'm getting.
That's fascinating.
My fob friends.
Right.
But even and like I have never lived there, so I wouldn't really know. Yeah. But that's the
interesting.
General.
Interesting.
And is the food different? The food's probably different.
Well, they always say the food in their area is the best, but food is always good in Korea.
Which Korean town is Flavor Town?
All of them. So, I wonder if Guy Fieri needs to change it up when he goes to Korea. Like, this is Kimchi Town or something.
Yeah, you know? Maybe. What Flavor Town?
No, but Jeju-do, which is an island.
Jeju-do.
Flavor Town,
like,
Korea.
Kind of like the Hawaii of Korea.
Okay.
That place has really good food.
Okay.
Yeah. Pumping Town
Korea. Pumping Town
Korea. But Korea has good food and it's cheap. And it's illegal too.
It's illegal?
Because, like, they have a lot of street, like, vendors, but, like, a lot of them are, like,
not FDA approved.
Korean. That culture is so
KFDA.
Big that it's like it's safe. Yeah. Like no one gets sick off of that food or anything.
Right.
It's not shady.
Not shady. It's wholesome.
Yeah.
It's wholesome.
But like
food.
The thing is, like Korean politics itself, like they don't really.
Oh, we had a podcast about that. We did.
Yeah, we did have a podcast about Korean
We
politics.
Did.
What?
Yes, we did. And it's actually one of our best ones.
Pumped it.
We pumped it out.
Anyway.
Yeah, anyway.
We are at our 21 and 15 seconds.
Where does the time go when you're talking about Guy Fieri?
Is that a dog driving that car?
Javier, we will get to your email in the next episode.
Yeah, that's a person or is that a dog?
Man, sorry.
That
good
dog?
Things come to those.
That's a dog.
There's a dog.
That's a dog. That's a dog driving a car.
There is a dog in the driver's seat.
Oh, my gosh. I need to touch it.
Adorable.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. We were going to go to a random dog. Please email us at postmoderncowboys@gmail.com. I'm Brian.
I'm Anthony.
Add me on Facebook.
That's Matt. But don't add him on Facebook.
I'm Michelle.
And
add me on Facebook.
I'm Merle.
Merle!
Hi.
So thanks for listening, and we'll see you soon.
Pump.
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 Okay.